Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yep, this is going to be an interesting year for growth and opportunities. The bigger shops are going to be a formidable opponent, so we need to bring our A game. A popular tactic I see big shops use is what I call activity overwhelm. Now, I noted this narrative in the post, but want to drill down on it here. It goes something like this. Here's a list of all the things we're going to do for you that's still within your budget. The buyer is just blown away, and they think, dang, this is a lot. This is great value. And now they compare us and everybody else to this list. It's a race to the bottom. We can't win this game. So what to do instead? Here's a couple of my favorite responses. First up, question the effectiveness of the activities. Let's use marketing and PR firms as an example since the study was about them. Most firms will include an email blast to a bunch of media outlets and possible buyers. Our response? So what? That's not going to get any media or leads or whatever unless you do these things first. And what do you recommend first? You guessed it, the stuff you do better than the bigger shops. Now, the best thing about this approach, it's true. If an announcement isn't newsworthy, it doesn't matter how many outlets the big dogs send the release to. It's not going to get picked up. So we can make the argument that not only is this a financial investment that didn't work, but they also wasted time. We're raising the risk of these activities. And we're not lying here. We are not wrong. Here's another one. Focus on the dark side. Ask the potential buyer what happens if something goes wrong. Using the above example, what will the big dogs do if no one responds to the media blitz? Shrug their shoulders and get paid anyway? Yeah, that's what usually happens. Instead of pointing that out so the competitor can deny, focus on support. Something like, hey, in this crazy world, success is not linear. There's going to be some twists and turns. Here's what our experience shows, and here's how we're going to support you, even if it heads south and it's not our fault. We don't even care. We're here in your corner. We are here to support you. Now, the big dogs can't really do that if the scope of the project is activity-driven. One of my favorite analogies in these situations is from the medical field. We can tell our potential clients. Primary care docs are great for the day-to-day. But when you have a specific, risky challenge, though, you want a specialist. Big dogs are the former, we are the latter. And that experience shows up before the to-do list gets done and after when things don't work out. As I noted in the post, we can compete with these people. We just don't have to play the activity overwhelm game. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.